Oh, the hills are alive with the sound of house seats on Friday. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers. We're already having a little cocktail in the hills over here. We're definitely breaking Abby rules here.
Breaking all the rules.
Nose and eyelash. We brought our friend Tanya Ferens back in here today. Woo-hoo! Friday love. Friday love. You know, we weren't going to do this show. We were gonna, sure we were going to do this show because I just... came back from, I'm recovering from a hernia surgery. So as I sit here right now, yes. And we're gonna talk about that because, you know, we do a little week in review.
Right.
And my week in review, so fascinating of all the things that has happened and transpired since last Friday. My surgery was last Friday. So first of all, it's repairing a hernia, which is super common in the world. have you ever had surgery before?
Yes.
Yeah. What did you have surgery on?
My ovaries removed.
Ow.
Yeah. So how's your hernia?
Oh. Moving on. You know, I was going to make this a whole long comment. I do have one ball that's larger than the other right now.
Oh, that's so...
That's so TMI for everyone.
That's
Hi,
just
Mom.
Cute. Yeah.
You know, well, it is cute. It's kind of a little debilitating, but so then you obviously have experienced surgery.
Yeah.
You know, I will say... Prior to when I got diagnosed with a hernia, with a inguinal hernia, that's sort of towards the crotchal region, everyone. Hernias are very common. Crotchal region, if that a word. Crotchal.
It is now.
There's a lot of different hernias. There's an umbilical, which people have like poking out belly buttons. There's another one called hiatal hernia that I had a friend that just got diagnosed with that. It's very common to have hernias. Mm-hmm. And whether that's body strain, whether that you got it from hereditary, whatnot. In fact, one of my friends just recovered from an umbilical one that was hereditary. His sisters all had the same surgery. So I, being the most skeptical, and maybe you, when you had to have an operation, I'm not a big doctor person.
No.
I, in fact, didn't have a PCP or HMO or any of that gargon. I can swear, any of that shit, you know, prior, because I haven't been to the doctor in over 10 years. And so when I finally went, you know, because I tried to self-heal. I tried to figure out what things might work. I'm an oil person.
WebMD.com.
Well, not even that. I found this guy, and I'm going to give you a plug. He's called the Hernia Coach. I'm not joking. And he's a retired veteran, and he healed his own hernia. It took him 6 years. I wasn't that patient. But it took him 6 years to heal his hernia himself through diet, oils, different, you know, alternative medicine. So I was driving on that bandwagon for the first at least month, trying to figure out whether I could fix this myself, you know, because it sort of showed up one day after. Why am I making this all about this? No, it's not. Oh, wait. Yeah, maybe. No, maybe it might be. Sorry. I think it might be the hernia coach. Yep, that's him. And talking about hernia belts, and we talked a lot about, I bought stuff from Amazon, you know, I bought like a... Wow, we're getting really deep. I bought one of those little sits things for your feet when you go to the bathroom. I bought a belt. I went all out to try to figure out how to cope with it first. And I guess a lot of people can keep it, and then it's an elective surgery. I mean, you still get covered under insurance, but it's elective surgery to have depending on your pain tolerance and how long you've dealt with it. My dad had a hernia last year. He got it repaired. So I went to the same doctor that my dad went to. I'm going to give a shout out to Dr. Greg Ripplinger because he was phenomenal. But I finally buckled down and had to go through the process. And so last Friday I checked in down the street to Southwest Medical right here on Rancho Charleston, and it was their great team over there. And my partner Jason took me in there, and you know, I walked in there and the anesthesiologist was a customer of DW.
Oh, small town.
Oh yeah. No, first off, he knew everything about our Gramercy move. He knew when we were moving. He said he saw renderings of our space. I mean, he was very up on the thing. So, you know, I was trying to have him focus on what he was doing so that I wasn't, because I was scared. I was really, really scared. I'd never been under like that. So they wheel me in, and then my doctor comes out, marks where it's going to happen because they want to make sure they got the right side.
Well, I would hope so.
That I would hope. And they asked me, I'm like, is the left side? I'm like, don't you know where it is? You know, they make the mark, and then they wheel me into the room, and the room is freezing cold, mm-hmm. like icebox cold. And the nurses, they were all male nurses in the room, and they're all singing and the music's playing, and they're, you know, they're going to have fun. And one of the head nurses comes over and looks at me. Yeah, he was playing. I think he was definitely playing Sound of Music in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Raindrops on roses. Yeah, he was ready to cut in there. And this nurse looks over at me, dead center. He's like, I know you. And I'm like, great, another. He's like, I was at your restaurant a week ago, and you told me it was going to be 45 minutes to get in for brunch, and I was turned away.
Uh-oh.
I said, please don't hold that against me right now. In this moment when you have the power, please don't hold that against me. But needless to say, you know, the anesthesiologist comes over. He puts, they put the thing over your face, and then they said it's going to pinch. They poke, you know, the IV. They put pinched it in there, and then I don't remember anything but recovery room.
Isn't it a beautiful thing?
It is when you, I felt, honestly, I told Jason, I said, all of the, because he has me watching so many superhero movies. I mean, we just went and watched last night, Suicide Squad. So I thought I was going to wake up with some special power, you know, because they put you to sleep. I thought he was going to come with like Wolverine claws or, you know, power abdomen thing.
How do you know you haven't?
I don't know yet.
It's only been a week.
It's only been a week. And it's the first time I've really been out. I drove myself here, which I've been... Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. But
you have a great audience here.
We do. We have such a nice group today for Friday that we want here. They're for a beverage. There you go. Mm-hmm. So it's been a week, and you know, recovery has been me sitting on the couch, or actually sitting on my bed mostly, watching the Olympics. And boy, will I tell you, if you want to get inspired to move, you know, you just watch the Olympics. Have you been watching any of the Olympics this week?
I've watched very little.
You've watched very little. Mm-hmm. I have. I can say I've not watched as much as I ever have since now. I mean, I've watched everything from your table tennis to lots of... Well, I've watched a lot of the daytime coverage, you know, because I'm laying on the bed. Daytime coverage, you know, I watched the table tennis a little bit. I watched a lot of volleyball and a lot of water polo.
Oh, boy.
And you know, but these athletes are tremendous. I mean, it's tremendous that it happens every 4 years and we get a chance to watch it. I'm a big, big fan of the Rio Games. But, you know, I think it was Sunday was the first time I tried to get out of bed because I couldn't even move on Saturday at all because the pain wore off. The pain meds wore off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. What did it feel like when the pain meds wore off for you? Did you just let out a scream?
No, I think...
Or you just took more?
No, actually, I think I was fine.
Were you? See, women can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Men who get cut near their groin, I mean, you have to think when it's a hernia that low, it's if you cough, if you sneeze, if you burp, if you have hiccups. I actually had a why am I telling you all this? I had spouts of, I had to throw up at one point. That hurt a lot because it just pulls from the core.
Mm-hmm.
But finally Sunday, I had the power. I was watching, I think, the gymnasts perform. I said, I can get out of this bed. Mm-hmm. If they can do what they're doing, I can get out of this bed just to even go to the bathroom. And I was able to get up for the first time on Sunday. But this is so hard.
I'm sorry.
It's been so hard. But the light at the end of the tunnel is that we're made it to Friday. And you're here sitting in front of me.
I am.
And we had an opportunity a couple nights ago. I made it with two pain medications to sit through the sound. Not because I had to sit through the show, but because I had to sit at the Smith Center seats that don't recline. I mean, it's easier for me to lay back. We saw The Sound of Music at the Smith Center on Wednesday night with the whole family. All there was like 12 of us in a row here. My like extended family, my mom. We bought this as a Mother's Day present for my mom for all of us to go see The Sound of Music on the Smith Center, which was an awesome cast. In fact, we were singing it. Well, Tanya says she doesn't really sing. Do you?
No.
I guess because I really wanted to do a duet of I Am 16 Going on 17 with you.
That's not going to happen.
I am 16
unless we finish that bottle.
Going on 17. I know that I'm not. That's the girl part. Never mind.
That's fine. You were doing
that's
good.
That's fine. I was doing good. That's fine. But it was an amazing show. Smith Center has a lot of great things on the lineup for the rest of the year as far as Broadway goes. They have... Have you been to the Smith Center?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen shows. In fact, we run into see each other at shows quite often.
Mm-hmm.
We get to go do... Oh, my. Is that The Sound of Music coming in? Oh. Scott needs something. Scott over there needs something to eat.
Yeah.
This half hour is not going to go by soon enough for him. He needs his Postmates here now.
He needs whiskey.
He needs more whiskey over there. In fact, we're going to talk to Scott
Hi.
Oh, hi. And who do you have with you there? Who's their lovely intern here?
I'm Rosie.
Rosie the Riveter over there. Rosie, we're going to talk to her. Yeah, she did. Awesome, awesome. She knows what I'm talking about, and she's only 10, so she knew all about that. We're going to go to her in a minute. She has actually some emails. We're going to cover a few things house seats-wise because
we've been
doing the show. This is number 33 with you. 33
wow.
shows.
33.
33 shows. And
I only remember two of them.
Right? Tanya had one of the most viewed shows and the most talked about on Facebook because of her Good Spirits tour, which we're going to talk a little bit, and we're going to talk about her Post-it campaign. Oh, she did a great job.
Well, you know, I do what I can.
She's doing something that's worthwhile in the world, and in a world right now where there's a lot of non-related things on Facebook and people's news feeds you don't want to read.
It's so ugly.
It's so ugly out there on people's news feeds. Like, you shouldn't write things, people, before talking to other people.
It's like, you're stupid because you don't think like I do.
I know. So we've had a lot of guests over the last 33 times we've done the show.
Yes.
And believe it or not, we're walking on air. Another superhero song. We have a few emails that Rosie's going to share with us from some people who've written in. We actually have people. You know, it's funny. So I was watching Lifetime last night. I was getting tired of the Olympics for a minute. And I was watching that old movie, Julie and Julia, which I love that movie. That movie with it's Amy cute. Adams and, and Meryl. Meryl can play anybody. But, you know, it's the movie on Julia Child. And she has the blog that comes out. And her goal is to make this many recipes in 365 days. And doing this blog and she put it out there. It's so for so long. She's like, is anyone out there reading it? Mm-hmm. So, dun, 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 we actually have people who are watching our show.
Yay!
I know. First off, I want to give shout out to Eric Kreller. Eric is one of the head PR people over at the Wynn Las Vegas. And he came and sent me an email and he says, Bryce, I really enjoyed your interview with Andrew Ragone from Showstoppers. Mm-hmm. And I had a great time with Andrew. I love Andrew. He's a great friend. But he said, I did a great job interviewing and I had the good. Yeah, there's Andrew.
He's so cute.
He is so handsome. Oh my gosh. He has such a great voice. And so as a result of that show, we found out Showstoppers got extended until December. So
yay. I think you should take all the credit.
Thank you. Thank you so much. There's a lot of watchers. Thank you, Steve Wynn, for watching and for extending your show and putting people continually in work.
Absolutely.
There. So we're going to turn it over to Rosie with a couple questions, and I'm going to have you help me answer as a little sidekick if there's things that related to you or things related to house seats or what comes up that we might be able to answer together. Would you be willing
to
do that?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's get into that mailbox.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like David Letterman. What's in the mailbox today, Rosie?
All right. Wonderful.
Hi. Wait. Hi, Rosie. First off, tell hi, everybody, and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Rosie. I'm from Las Vegas.
But you're a new transplant here, are you not?
I'm from Philadelphia,
here
yes.
Here we go. Go for it, kiddo.
Okay, so our first email comes from Billy. And yeah. Billy says this. When I first moved to Las Vegas, I subscribed to Fill a Seat, and I've been dissatisfied.
Boom.
Then I came upon house seats. Uh-huh. What makes house seats different from the rest?
Oh, joy. I always love that. You know,
That's your question.
That's my question. Well, I'm going to have Tanya answer that one. You know,
it's spelled different.
Done. No, you know, that is exactly the response we would give. And we're very cheeky at our website. We write back really fun, you know, very personal notes to people in our customer service. And we get this question a lot, actually. Thank you, Billy. I can't speak for another company in the sense, but I know I was the first one here. And, you know, we have such great relationships with shows that we have had over the years. And I don't make any of my shows sign contracts. I don't make them say you can't use anyone else. But I always say, if we don't do the best job for you, then fire us. And we're still here 11 years later. And I know these other companies have come around. I think my first competition came a couple years after we started. And then a couple years after that, Fill a Seat, I think, was, you know, it's probably a 7 or 8 year old company with that in mind. And it's a great business. It's a great business to send people out to shows. And, you know, you've been a recipient, sending people out to have an experience in town. So the more the merrier. I think, you know, competition wise, you're competing with yourself more than anything else. Are you better than you were the day before? Are you giving your customers that much more opportunity than you were the day before? And I know we've grown from having like one offer in 2005 for Le Rev to having more than 20 plus offers every day on the site. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know we over the weekend we had Barbara Streisand at the T-Mobile Arena, and I couldn't even go. I couldn't even go. I was down for the count. I said, can I get out of my house on Saturday? Barbara, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it for you. I couldn't even leave my house with my hernia because it hurt too bad. But we even had tickets to something like that. So to me, you know, I feel like we've grown a lot. We have a lot of members who rely on us, you know, and so, and as we've grown in other cities, I know these other companies are in other cities as well. We just want to create the best experience for our client. And that's all I look at. So I don't really know. I can't speak for Felicite. We do have people who are members of both. I know that they are members have told us that. And that's fine. That's great. You know, there's plenty of shows out there. There's plenty of seats to put your butts in. So, you know, that's how I say to that, Billy, but I appreciate if you join us and you like us just as much, so, or better, because he said he was dissatisfied. All right, next question, next mail, Rosie.
All right, this one from Julie. Who has been your most memorable show guest thus far?
Oh, Tanya. Sitting right across from Tanya. Again, that question goes to Tanya.
Oh, that would be me.
You know, Tanya has inspired me as an individual. And she brought her own alcohol with her too. So she's definitely right up there. I have to say, you know, we've had a number of great people on here. We were talking about this, you know, before. Who would I want to have on again? So I don't know if you ever met Reva Rice.
Yes, many times.
And Reva and I have a special place in her heart. First of all, she was in Starlight Express, which I saw as a kid here in Las Vegas at the Hilton then. Mm-hmm. And we got to say the word fuckery a lot of times on that show. That's Whoa. One of the biggest reasons. I'd never swore on the show before her. That word just sort of came out because she worked with us on our Amy Winehouse show, and she actually did the song that had the word fuckery in it. So we appreciate Reva, but she just has a warmth about her, and you know, an honesty. And I think one of the things that she came about that we had the sort of the through line in the shows, and we talked about this before off camera, is I always love when a guest has. They believe in the power of the law of attraction, and they put out what they want. She started skating, wasn't sure what it was for. Everything you do has a reason, and everything you bring to a job, you bring because that's what you're meant to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Mr. Jones. And that was the song she did, yeah. Mr. Jones.
She's incredible.
Me and Mr. Jones. Wait a second. What kind of fuckery is this? Thank you. Thank you for playing that song.
Scott, you're good at what
you
do.
He's right on it today. Yeah. But she had that honesty about her. And it called out from every guest that we had prior to and ever since what the audition process has been like and that she was destined for what she was doing. Because I had people on before. I had Tina Walsh on before talking about it. And I've had Andrew on since then talking about the same thing that they, when they saw Phantom, for instance, for him, when he first said, I'm going to be in that show. And everybody we've had on here has had something with the Goosies. And even when I texted you the other day and I was down and out with this freaking hernia and just, you know, suffering so poorly and finding out, you know, and you said, but you're there for your purpose and what you were doing, you have a purpose in what you're doing in Good Spirits Tour and everything that you're doing leads you to where you are. And
Absolutely.
She was probably that turning point in doing the shows this long where you got that part of somebody and you didn't, even though we do a lot of surface here and talk about, you know, the shows they're in and the numbers that they like doing and their audition process, it really narrows down to the heart of the person. And we've had other memorable guests. We've had Edie from Cirque here with, you know, penis paparazzi everywhere, and it was all over the floor. There's still penis pop, you know, confetti on the floors in the studio. So I don't think you're ever going to get rid of that. But you know, that's obviously memorable. But I think what we're doing is still trying to raise awareness. And even when we had people on, and we had lost our friend Joe recently in the arts community, and people that we have lost, it continues to be the reason why entertainment exists, and to, you know, be able to uplift yourself, raise your frequency, change the trajectory of your life, find something interesting to do. I posted yesterday on Instagram, you know, what did I post about your talents? Exercise your talents every day because somebody else needs your talent. Mm-hmm. Somebody else needs what you're about in your life in order to continue. And so when we're doing this show, what got me out of the house, because this is really the first time I've gotten out and it's been pretty difficult to work on the computer this way and laying on the bed when things hurt. But, you know, even watching the Olympics or watching certain movies or getting out of bed because your frequency's been raised. The music, even in The Sound of Music. Yeah, I was on two pain meds, but the music lifted me, mm-hmm. you know. The whatever codeine thing I had, whatever it was, I don't know. But the music, you know, we were still crying on Climb Every Mountain. and the show still hits you in a, at a core that helps you elevate. I mean, I believe in music theory. I believe in all those kind of things for people to heal. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that would be that long-winded answer to this lovely question on the email from Rosie over there is, I think Reva has been one of those people that changed the trajectory of the show. Yeah. So
beautiful.
Thank you so much for that question. Thank you. Any questions? Any other questions, Rosie, in the email box?
Okay. We have two more. Next one is from Heather. She asked, what is your favorite Las Vegas show?
Tanya.
I'm not a show. Yet.
But,
yet.
Oh, what did you, what is your favorite
In my
show?
Opinion, I love Human Nature. And I worked at Mystère.
Boys are super talented too.
I worked at Mystère for years, so it's a sentimental favorite for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I still just
I'm with you on that one too.
Cry through that show every time. But just to feel good, I will go see Human Nature Jukebox, and I will just dance and sing and just have a blast.
I'm gonna go with you on Mystère first too, mm-hmm. because and I met your friend Brian at the show when we went to Baz the other night. I met your friend who was the baby in Mystère for a long time.
Oh, that was Bill.
Bill. Mm-hmm. And I'd seen it with him. Mm-hmm. And Mystère has a place in my heart because that was the first Cirque show I ever saw.
Exactly.
Because that they had Nouvelle Experience behind the Mirage. I didn't get to go to that when I was younger, but I saw Mystère at Treasure Island. And that was the first Cirque show I ever saw. And it was amazing. And I still love that
it's
show to this day.
It's still amazing.
It is. And it's original Cirque for Vegas. So that has a, you know, a special place. One of the first Cirque du Soleil shows that had a residency and still is here.
And they have some original cast members still.
Yeah, timeless, timeless, timeless show. My favorite, and we're going to give a shout out to it right now, is because it's giving a, has a closing date coming up, October 21st, is Absinthe.
I do love Absinthe.
I love that show because it offends everyone equally.
Now, aren't they moving?
They're moving, but it's not, you know, if you have a chance to see before October 21st, see it in the tent, because as we were talking prior to the show, we were talking show closing, Scott and I, and, you know, the tent is very much a character in the show. Mm-hmm. In fact, which they originally had the Spiegel tent before that Caesars put him in a more full-time tent. Mm-hmm. The tent was the show, and the whole idea of under, there was only like four of those actual Spiegel tents across the world, and one of them being in Vegas. Which they changed for wind and for all kinds of other purposes. They were, under a different big top just to put on the show. But that show is just, it's so much fun to just.
It's hilarious.
Oh my God. It's the dirtiest show in Vegas. And I think, you know, they have elements of Cirque in there and they have elements of cabaret. So they'll do, they'll do a nice cabaret style show in Rose Rabbit Live, the showroom at Cosmopolitan that's there. So they'll have a fun time over there. So thank you for that question. We're not biased at all. We both said Mystère. So.
Yay,
Mr. I'll have Bill on here sometime.
Final question from George. Will house seats ever be available in cities outside of Las Vegas? I live in Phoenix.
Oh!
Tanya.
It's available in Phoenix.
Tanya, actually, and on her Good Spirits tour, is actually going to embark with us on a house seats rebrand and relaunch of some of the cities we're already in. So House Seat started 11 years ago. I think maybe 6 years ago, we started in Reno and then thus started a little tour of different West Coast cities. So right now we're in Reno. We are in Phoenix. We are in San Antonio, Austin, Texas area, and we're in San Francisco. And up to the north, we have Canadian counterparts doing it. We also have Vancouver and Toronto. So you do have an opportunity. Thank you for that very obviously relevant question. That House Seats, even though 11 years old in Las Vegas, has legs already spreading out on the West Coast and will have legs going on the East Coast. And we're going to coincide those legs on Tanya's legs.
What?
On the legs of Tanya's tour. Tanya has dancer legs. Don't it? You can admit that.
I can do it. You can do it.
Tanya, who we had on a few weeks back talking, she also has a pedigree here in town. She's not only worked on this tour that she's going to talk about, but she worked with the best agency. She worked with Mystère. She worked at Cirque du Soleil for a while. We ran across each other again at the Baz opening, and we've subsequently seen each other many times at DW Bistro. But her world in showbiz is very much rooted in a lot of things that have been here a long time, and you have roots in Vegas that have been here long enough for you to call this home.
I've been here 21 years.
Yeah, that's a native now because she's only 22, so she's really very young.
That's why I love you.
That's why she's barely legal to drink this on air, and it's
I'm
really good.
Not. This
Isn't
is the delicious?
This is clove,
honey clove,
honey clove. Yeah, I think it already. You know, I haven't had a drink since the surgery because I've been afraid of. Acid and things. Yeah, thank you for coming back to the show on Fridays because we don't not drink on this program. So
did it heal you?
Reminded me. Well, it's definitely make, you know, I've only had a smoothie this morning, so This is a protein shake, and so this is really good.
So you may not be driving yourself home.
I think you might have to take our loaner back with me. So Tanya has been around this industry a long time, has met so many people as we have in the industry, and she loves what she does, and she loves the things that she's been around. And so with her Good Spirit store that we talked about the last time she was here, and we can have a little schooling on it again, she's going into cities where House Seats is, and she's partnering with places, you know, trying to recognize people in different charities and different places that are uplifting other people. So we're going to work together, to really put, House Seats has helped with a little bit of sponsorship money towards the tour to get you going, to get things moving along. But I want her to talk a little bit about right now, one of the things that has been putting her on the map of this tour right now is this Post-it program that I'm thinking, what is the company that owns Post-its? It's called Post-it.
It's Post-it.
Post-its by Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
That's right.
They invented
them.
Post-its. Wow. Miro Sorvino's had no career since then. But
so
Post-its,
sad.
But we should preface that in the sense that it's very positive. It's Post-its that you want to leave for people on subway areas, public areas, so people can continually be reminded of good thoughts and good things in life. Tell us about how this transpired.
Well, okay, so I've been working on the Good Spirits tour. You've known that it'll be a year in September.
Yeah.
And the original concept was to do whatever I could to go out into the world and just lift spirits.
Yeah.
You know, and thank people that are going above and beyond to make our lives easier, better, safer, healthier. So I started doing that. When I was at home one day, I was like, the news. Oh.
I know, it's awful, isn't it?
And I really try hard not to watch it at all, not even have it on. And I was in the kitchen cooking something and a breaking news thing came on and I could just feel my energy level shift. And I was like, you know, I need to do something here and now. While I'm working on the foundation of the tour, I need to be doing something in the here and now. So what can I do? So there they are.
Yeah, there they are.
So I sat down at my dining room table. I grabbed a big stack of Post-its and a marker and just started writing positive things on them. And then I sent Facebook messages to all my friends that live all over the country. And I said, hey, if I send you 10 of these, will you put them in public places and see if we can at least get people talking about it, looking at it, just taking a deep breath, just stop for a minute and just, you know, embrace the fact that you're actually still alive in this moment.
Yeah.
You know, whatever I could possibly do.
Right.
So I wrote out 600 notes in 3 days.
She was very busy because I remember getting your message that you were going to be doing 600 Post-its.
I did 600. I mailed them out to 24 states and 5 countries. And they're popping up literally everywhere. And I get messages from friends all over. They took it to LA Pride.
Is this the Good Spirits Tour page or is this your personal
page?
This
is my personal page.
Gotcha.
They're on the Good Spirits Tour page.
Gotcha.
And I am putting them on the website.
Yeah.
But it's just, it has been so enlightening for me. And just, it's amazing to just sit and watch. And people, the thing that I really, really love is that people are enjoying doing it.
Yeah.
I get the greatest messages from people. So my friend Cecilia in Phoenix, of all places, she took her daughter with her. And so Bella took the little notes and were giving them to a police officer at a restaurant, handed it to a police officer. And they ended up buying the police officer dinner. And they sat and just chatted forever and like hugging each other and taking pictures together. And I was like, it's creating exactly what I wanted it to do is people talking to each other and saying something nice, you know, instead of just this crazy, crazy world that we live in of everybody just so angry at each other. We're so divided.
Yeah.
And,
you know, the only news I saw was interspersed with, news that would come on in between the Olympics, and it wasn't positive. It was like reminding us while you're watching, you know, Michael Phelps win the 21st gold medal, you're interrupted by, well, this is happening right now. I'm like, I'm sorry. No.
Right.
I muted during that half hour where it became the local or the national news. And I thought there's gotta be a way to plow through this, like with an overhaul of just being, and that's what it is. I mean, the Good Spirits Tour, which you go to goodspiritstour.com to find out more information about what Tanya's doing.
Get on board. Help me out.
Get on board because she's actually doing great things. She's going to be a regular on the show. She's going to be talking about it when she's out on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to get her out in the field on it and have her send us over her videos of when she's doing things.
Absolutely.
And we're going to start writing Post-its today, right after the show while we're sitting here. So,
reminding you
again, because I think I sent you a Facebook post from my other friend where his sister's in critical condition of a suicide attempt. Mm-hmm. And again, this was all born out of a suicide of Tanya's father in September, where you find your mission through the pain. and you remind people how good they are, and you remind people they're not alone. Remind people continually. I mean, how many messages I got while I was down, and I didn't even put it out there on Facebook that I had surgery. I just wanted to be alone with it and get through it. And the messages that I got from the few people that knew, it was so gratifying just to feel, you know, and it's just me. I never feel alone, but at the same time, you need that constant reminder from people that they love you.
You matter.
And that you matter. And that,
that's all we need to know is that
we matter. Thank you once again for bringing this to our light and bringing this to our attention. Cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
Cheers to everybody. Cheers to number 33. Thank you for being a part of House Seats Presents.